On a brisk mid-November day, local chalk artist David Zinn began to set up his tools near a faded flagpole on the Eastern Michigan University campus and started envisioning what he might create.
We're looking at a post with a crack. Is the crack inspiring you?
Oh, yes, yes. Anyone who's seen my portfolio knows I am a sucker for a good crack because it's going to come out strange. But one of the easiest but also most gratifying anamorphic 3D tricks to do with chalk is to make it look like there's a hole where there isn't a hole.
David Zinn's chalk art isn't just a scribble, as he sometimes describes it, but a well-thought-out creation that typically looks 3D.
The trick of it, which makes it a limited sort of treasure hunt experience, is that this is a piece of anamorphic art, which means it only looks three-dimensional from one ideal viewpoint. And even then, really only if you either look through a camera or close one eye, because you have to turn off your own depth perception in order to see the illusion and believe it.
David Zinn sees art in places others might just see a dusty sidewalk or a well-beaten path. But when it comes to the term artist, he sees things there differently as well.
I have a potentially controversial opinion that artist should not be used as a career label because it makes it seem like some people are artistic and other people aren't, when in fact there's lots of career labels for being a specific kind of artist. People grow up to be sculptors and they grow up to be painters and they grow up to be graphic designers. Just the same way no one really grows up to be a scientist. They grow up to be a microbiologist or they grow up to be a chemical engineer. And being scientific and being artistic are things we all have the capacity to do, and I think should be comfortable doing if we want to be complete people.
Most of Zinn's work disappears in a day or two, and he's okay with that. In fact, he says he creates chalk art to provide a special and unique experience, which boils down to one word: perspective.
A lot of people walk past these drawings and don't even see them, or walk on them and don't see them. Which, again, some people think is strange. Like, why don't you put out, like, traffic cones or a sign or a place to stand? But then you're drawing attention to it to be seen by people who really might not care or might feel inconvenienced. Like, why'd you make me stand here to look at art? Those people, I would prefer that they just keep on walking. They're having a good day. They're welcome to their good day. Someone who's open to the possibility that there might be a tiny dinosaur here will see a tiny dinosaur here. And they'll hopefully have a positive experience as a result because they got to see a surprising thing. This is all about perspective.
As temporary as his art is meant to be, David Zinn has just created something a bit more permanent. He has a new book and a calendar.
And since the drawings don't last, it'd be nice if the photographs did. So the book is finally finished and was printed locally and is available in some stores in Ipsy at the Erie. In Depot Town and several stores in Ann Arbor, and also on my website at zinart.com. There's a shop button at the zinart.com/store where people can just buy the book and also buy a calendar of 13 of the most recent drawings that I've done.
In addition to being enjoyable to look at and to experience, the chalk art of David Zinn also includes an important life lesson.
I think it's a hopefully helpful, healthy, if maybe slightly unhinged, instinct to not take things for what they look like, to always be open to the possibility that there might be some surprising alternative use for what's around you.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.